I grew up in a family with a mom, sister, and brother. And my dad was in and out of our life, but eventually left us. But I'm grateful for the family that God gave me. An incredibly loving and kind pastor of a little Baptist church in Kissimmee, Florida, cared for our family in a really special way during some difficult times. And my mom had to work a lot to provide for us, but she always made sure we were in church, and we liked going for the most part and attended until I was in high school. I sometimes struggle understanding the story of coming to Christ. I was kind of a messed up kid, and I grasped for anything that I thought would make me feel safe, accepted, loved, or happy, and usually everything left me feeling the opposite. I remember asking Jesus into my heart so many times, and every time they would lead the sinner's prayer, I would say it, hoping it covered me just in case it didn't work the last time I said it. And if I was scared, I would say it again. And if I was getting in trouble, I would say it more. And I would express my uncertainty to my leaders, but they would just tell me to look at the date in my Bible. And I had so many dates written, I was never really sure. One leader told me to put my hand on my heart and just say, God will never leave me. And others would say that there was a dramatic change in my behavior, proving that my salvation. I didn't really understand it all, but mostly hell just sounded really scary. And I thought I was a Christian, even though I struggled understanding that God would love someone like me. And I was baptized, and I tried to live for the Lord the best I knew how. Then I met Joseph while I was a speech-language therapist in the public school system, and we were crazy and got married 6 months after meeting each other. And he brought me from Orlando, Florida to Bridgewater, Virginia, and life got really hard pretty fast, and looking at it as the best thing for us, and that's when God really began to work in our life. I can't really remember how, but God brought us here to Emmanuel, and I'm grateful he did. And one Sunday while I was listening to the sermon downstairs in the nursery, and I was rocking Adeline, I began to see my sinfulness. I had never heard those things before, and I couldn't get enough, and I would scribble down notes on paper so I wouldn't forget. Because no one had ever told me about God's righteousness quite like that, and I didn't have anything to do with my salvation, and it wasn't about rules, and it was just God pouring his love out on me, and it's all about him. And for the first time, the scriptures were starting to make sense, and I still didn't understand a lot, and I still don't, but was slowly learning more about who God is. And during this time, someone had hurt me, and I wrestled with so many emotions towards God. I didn't understand, if God loved me so much, why would he allow so many circumstances into my life to hurt me? And I needed help with this, and Pastor Wheeler was there to help me through those things. And he showed me from Scripture all that God has done for me, and he showed me all that I have been forgiven from, and how can I not offer that same forgiveness to others? And he showed me that the past doesn't have to hurt me anymore, and that I can do all things with the Lord's help, that he only does good to me, and I'm never alone, and I don't need to be afraid, and I am so deeply loved by God. And he helped me see that I could lose my marriage, my children, my family, my home, my health, and everything, but I'd still have Christ. And those truths have really forever changed me. And there have been many trials and heartaches and disappointments, but how can I respond in any other way but gratefulness for all that God has done? And he really does bring beauty from our brokenness, and I finally know what it is to be safe, happy, and accepted in his love.
I was raised in a Christian family. I grew up in church and was taught to obey my parents and the authorities that were put over me. Church was a very regular part of my life, and I was generally a good boy in my younger years. I'm not sure how old I was when I was saved and baptized, but I know I am saved. I remember feeling conviction of sin, mostly about disobeying my parents from preaching when I was a boy. I grew up with the mindset I came from a Christian family. I'm a Christian. I obey God. I go to a Christian school, and I'm pretty good. I was very judgmental of others and still fight that tendency today. You can just ask Tracy that. I stood up for what was right when someone said something that was sinful, but I don't think I was doing it for the right reasons. From a very young age, I believed God was going to send me to the mission field overseas somewhere. When I graduated high school, I attended Pensacola Christian College and was a pastoral major for 2 semesters until I realized I was not going to be able to pass Greek class. So I changed my major and graduated with a Bachelor of Bible. That's the degree for all of the Bible majors who couldn't pass Greek. From there, I went back home, and God provided me with multiple jobs. I was very involved at my local church, doing all kinds of things, but my heart was deceiving me. I was not walking with God. In fact, I was pretty much doing my own thing. And I say that to clarify, I was not, you didn't look at me and see a rebellious person. There's an illustration that my grandfather gave one time when I was a very young boy. It's funny how you remember some things, and I have no idea what he was preaching about, but I remember this illustration of how your mind is like a fence post. Well, not a fence post, a field with a fence around it. And the devil walks around and he shakes the fence post. And all he has to do is find one loose one and knock it over to get in. So it's not that I was in this rebellion against God that everyone looked at and said, wow, he needs to change. Nobody had any idea what was in my heart. But it was in my heart. And so I was not serving God with a pure heart. So all those things didn't really mean anything. I was not walking with God. And I knew I was wrong, but the heart can be very deceitful and it can always justify your actions. At some point, I went back to school and got my pilot's and mechanic certificate with the goal of being a missionary pilot. And then I took a job here in VA and I married Tracy about a year and a half later. And like Tracy said, that's when God really started changing us. That's when he really took a hold of me. Since I've been doing my own thing and I thought I was pretty good, but I was doing all the right things, my heart wasn't really in it. And I didn't view my sin as I should have, and I look back on it now, and that was probably the biggest thing, is I didn't understand the holiness of God. So when God showed me my sin and how most of my good actions had been a waste, it brought me pretty low. But God didn't leave me there. He brought people alongside of me who used God's word to encourage me, people who prayed for me. All that didn't seem too encouraging at the time, but looking back, I see it very differently. I used to think I was a pretty good Christian and I served God. I used to think sin was in your life, but it really wasn't a big deal because I served God and was pretty good. Fighting sin and being real about the struggle wasn't a reality. Most Christians I knew didn't talk about the struggle of remaining sin. I know differently now. We cannot fight alone and we cannot fight together unless we know the enemy. Now I know I'm not a good Christian, and anything I am is by God's grace. When I look on the past, I see God's provision, even when I was not serving him from a pure heart. I see what God used to bring me to this point in my life. I had a plan, but it was nothing like God's. I would have never put myself here in this job, at this church, or geographical location. I had other ideas, and I'm still not sure how God takes my actions and ideas and uses them to further his plan in my life. But I know he does, and I'm so thankful for his grace and love. He saved me knowing how sinful I was going to be. If I was asked to give up my son for my best friend, I would say over my dead body, let alone someone who hated me. Yet God gave his son for his enemies, so his enemies could be made his sons. Think about that. Not just so it saved us from punishment, that'd be reason enough to be thankful. But he brought us into his family, and joint heir with Christ. I was taught the doctrines of grace my whole life. It was more of a theological understanding. I know this stuff. But it didn't really have much practical effect on me. I've come to understand and experience it a whole lot more. And I'm very thankful that God saves me by his grace. And I'm thankful in a whole new way.